This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Warren Jeffs, head of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or FLDS, was found guilty yesterday of being an accomplice to rape. He now faces the possibility of life in prison. Jeffs performed the ceremony that married a 19-year-old man to his first cousin, a 14-year-old girl named Elisa Wall. Here she is speaking after yesterday's decision.
When I was young, my mother taught me that evil flourishes when good men do nothing. The easy thing would have been to do nothing. But I have followed my heart, and I've spoken the truth.
The practice of polygamy itself was not on trial, but yesterday's decision may have some big implications for crimes associated with polygamy. We go now to Paul Murphy with the Attorney General's Office in Utah. Welcome to the program.
Alex, thanks for having me.
This trial concerned one woman who says that she was forced into marriage and into sex. How common or prevalent is this situation?
Well, we have heard that there are many young girls who have been forced into underage marriages. What we didn't have was someone courageous enough to come into a courtroom and to testify and say, this is wrong, this happened to me. And fortunately, the jury in this case understood exactly what happened, that a 19-year-old man does not have the right to have sex or to marry a 14-year-old girl.
And what are some of the pressures that these young girls face when it comes to speaking up? Why don't they do it more often?
Well, because there is complete control over their lives. If they speak out, then their family is harmed. Their brothers and sisters are harmed. Their father could have his wives and children reassigned to another person. They could lose their home. They could lose their businesses. And for most of them, they believe that they would lose their salvation as well. So the prospect of losing everything you have in this world and the world to come is pretty daunting.
Do you think yesterday's decision will inspire more girls to seek help?
I certainly hope so. And we have seen that in the past few years. About 4 years ago, the Attorney General's Office set up what was called two tracks. One is the justice track, which is to investigate and prosecute crimes within polygamous communities, mostly involving child abuse, incest, domestic violence, and fraud. The second is the safety net, and that is to make sure that victims within polygamous communities have the same rights as victims in any other community. So a victim in Salt Lake City would be treated no differently than a victim in Colorado City or Hilldale.
Legally speaking, do you think yesterday's decision will help you and your office when it comes to prosecuting some of these other crimes that you mentioned, domestic violence, fraud, and child abuse?
Well, I do think it will make a difference because I think a lot of people have been looking to see what would happen to this young woman if she spoke out, what would happen to Warren Jeffs if he was eventually caught. And people now know that this Teflon finish on the FLDS prophet has been tarnished and that he is human and he is just as vulnerable to serving jail time as anybody else.
And what do you think is going to happen now with FLDS now that their leader may not be in the picture for quite some time?
Well, he has managed to operate the church on the run and still in many ways from his jail cell. He does have counselors and other people who have stepped forward who are taking charge. It will be interesting as time goes on whether or not some of those counselors will be have more power and more control. And my hope is that these counselors or the people who do take charge will realize, you know, we've got to stop marrying girls under the age of 18. We've seen a lot of other polygamous groups come to us and say, you know what, we will no longer marry a girl under the age of 18. We will make sure that she is willing, she wants to be involved with this, but if not, we're not going to force anyone to be married at such a young age. And so that's encouraging. That's a good thing that's already started to take place.
Paul Murphy of the Utah Attorney General's Office, thank you so much.
Thank you.